Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
Oh, thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Good evening, everyone. And how are you doing today? Amen. Let's turn our Bibles quickly. And before we open our Bible, hold on a minute. First, let me celebrate everyone connected online. Let's give them a big hand. We honor you. Amen. Praise God. Let me lay foundation, because today is a day of many days. So, amen. By the time this meeting is over, somebody will step out of this place and feel like flying. Oh, yes. Do you understand that? Yeah, I like that laughter. Oh, yes. There's going to be an outbreak of the Spirit. I'm just going to teach, right, in simplicity, as usual. You pay attention. Is that okay? Now, if you refuse to pay attention, it will get your attention. So, don't worry. Yeah. As long as you are here, all right, it's too late to miss it. Amen. So, the first assignment I have is a rescue mission. And I need to start from there. So, once we do the rescue mission, then we finish from where we started yesterday. Okay? The rest is history. Praise God. Now, I told you guys, if you followed the meeting at Abeokuta, please be seated, that the worst sin, or the ultimate sin, all right, the worst sin of man from the very beginning is lack of awareness. Amen? So let's start from the very basic. Is that okay? Now, Genesis 1 verse 26, Genesis 1 verse 26, and I celebrate all pastors here. God bless you. Yes, you can clap. Now, look at this. And God said, I'd like you to give me this in amplified so we can have it quite more elaborately. Let us make man. All right? The word there is the word mankind. Look at it. And God said, let us. Amen. Let who? Us. And then we have it there. The Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit make mankind in her image and after her likeness. Now, if we're going to stress this, we want to look at the quality of the Father, the quality of the Son, the quality of the Spirit. Okay? Then we have like a Venn diagram, and then we check which quality unites the three. Whatever it is, that's what they are talking about. Okay? Hope you are aware that this scripture conflicts with the New Testament. It does. Because we are not expecting to see the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. We're expecting to see the Father, the Word, and the Spirit. These are the three that bears witness now. The Son was necessitated through the fall of man. Hello. So whatever God is speaking from, it is from a dispensation in time that is a bit confusing. So if I read this, having read the Epistle of John, and I say, let us, the Father, the Word, and the Spirit. I say, okay, yeah, that's understandable. But he said, the Son. Because the Son is the Word made flesh. Hello. Are you aware that the name Jesus is an earthly name? The name he has from the very beginning is the Word. Is that simple enough? Are you sure? Uh-huh. So let us make mankind. I love the word mankind. In our image. After our likeness. That is, we want someone that looks like us. After our likeness. All right, look at it. And let them have complete what? Authority. Over the fish of the sea. Over the birds of the air, the tame beast, and over all the earth, and over everything that creeps upon the earth. So we are seeing that these are three spheres of existence: water, air, and land. The man that God created first is like God. And then is going to be exercising the authority of God on earth. Is that simple enough? Are you sure? You know, I told you I'm going to teach on blessed to walk on waters. Uh-huh. That's where we're going. All right? Now, verse 27. So, God created man in his own image. In the image and likeness of God created he him. Male and female created he them. So, what this simply means is that mankind is not a gender. Mankind is male and female. True? Uh-huh. Now, verse 28 now. And God blessed them. Say it, I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
Now, you need to understand that. If somebody should look at you now and say, I curse you. You see, you become more conscious that, they curse me. They curse me. But you need to be in the same light, conscious of being blessed. Now, we stressed that yesterday. We need to stress it again. I am not disadvantaged. I am blessed. Now, hold on. Just think about it. If Pastor Tumishe should come and say, Tolu, come. And Pautumeshe says, go on your knees. And he lays his hands as your pastor and pronounce blessing. You feel you are what? Blessed. Now hold on there. If I come as the pastor of Pastor Tumishe, and I now say, Tolu, kneel down there. And I lay my hands on you. You feel you are more blessed. Now how about God? How about God? There's no one who ever claims to be anointed whose route is not God. And he by himself. God did not delegate your blessing. He blessed you. You didn't get it. He didn't delegate it. And God blessed them. Alright, so now stand. These are natural blessings that you have in God. Is that okay? What's the blessing? Be fruitful. And what? Multiply. Amen. Be what? Come on, be what? Say it loud and clear. Be what? And I remember sharing with you that there is a big difference between being fruitful and multiplying. True? Uh-huh. To be fruitful means to bear fruit, to produce. So it is fruitfulness first before multiplication. Are you following what I'm saying here? It means anywhere God has planted you, you will bear fruit. Then you will now replicate that order of fruitfulness anywhere else in the world. So for the man who is fruitful, there is no dry ground. Yeah. Anywhere you get to, you can bear fruit. Whether in Sambisa, you bear fruit. Whether in Zamfara, you bear fruit. Abia State, you bear fruit. Enugu, you bear fruit. Lagos, you bear fruit. Then you keep multiplying the order of fruit bearing. That's the blessing. Okay? And he said, fill the earth, subdue it, using all its vast resources in the service of God and man. Have dominion over the fish of the earth. That's the blessing of God. All right? But you know what happened? In Genesis chapter number 3, in Genesis 3. Now the Bible said, now the serpent was more subtle and crafty than any living creature on the field which the Lord had made. And he, Satan now, said to the woman, can it really be that God has said, you shall not eat from every tree of the garden? Can it really be? All right, verse 2 now, quickly. And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat of the fruit from the trees of the garden. Yes. I want you to be fast. Except from the fruit which is in the middle of the garden. God has said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. Yes. But the serpent said to the woman, you shall not surely die. Why? For God knows that in the day that you eat of it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God. So what was the loophole here? Look at it. He said you will be like God. What did God make them like in Genesis 1:26? Like himself. So what was the loophole? The devil saw the fact that Adam, or Adam, hope you are aware that Adam is not his name. That was his description. That means black earth or black man. Do you understand that? That was his description. It was a description. So the devil had seen that there's a loophole. That Adam had not been a fantastic teacher. He saw it. That there's no consciousness of who she is. He saw the one who doesn't know who she is. So it means that the believers who don't know who they are will be the entry point. And the devil will promise them what they already have, but they are not aware of. And the Bible refers to such people as babes. Yes. Ephesians 4 verse 14, message. Message translation, Ephesians 4 14. You see, we must read scriptures in the light of the epistles. Are you following me now? Huh? Ephesians 4 14, message, message. Message. He said what? No prolonged infancies amongst us. Please. Jaw. We will not tolerate babes in the woods. Small children who are an easy mark of impostors. That is those that if the devil wants to penetrate a setting, they are the easiest link. Why? Because they are not aware. So what makes a babe? Lack of awareness. What makes a babe? You can be speaking capital letter tongues, but you are still a babe. Because you don't even know. Are you aware there are prayers you lock yourself up for 24 hours and pray, but they are still prayers of babies? Hello? Are you aware? Asking for what you already have that you are not aware of is a sign of being a child. Say it again, I'm not a child. You see, the scripture is clear. Unto us a child is born. Children are born, but sons are given. You are not a gift to a generation yet until you mature to become a son. Hello? You grow. You grow. You grow in your knowledge. Your knowledge of who you are in Christ. Your knowledge of your identity. So, it must be settled. It must be settled. I was in Ghana. And it's dangerous places are relative. Because what is a place that is dangerous for a person is the play zone of another person. Do you understand what I'm saying? Huh? All right? And then, it was a forbidden land. Oh, intense demonic activities. See, I tell you under God, and I'm not exaggerating. God bears me witness. Once it's getting to 7:45, you come out with lamp. You have to come out with lamp. And you will see scorpions like soldier ants marching towards your building. That's how intense the place was. And people have complained about their inability to step out in the middle of the night because of sighting of different strange spirits. And the worst one was the one that was in my room, and he stepped out. And the way he ran and banged the door and hid under the duvet and held me. Pastor. Ah, what was happening? This place is dangerous. See what I saw. So I said, okay, now that it is what it is, I will be out every night from 12 midnight, all right, till sometimes dawn. And I tell the rest, you go and sleep. So I will come out and plug earphone. I'm whistling, and God helped me. I thank God I spent that time with God, because I was just enjoying fellowship. Oh, yes. As I spent time praying outside, it got to a point, the atmosphere of that environment became so anointed. It moved from extreme darkness to extreme power. became so anointed, that the revival that broke out in that place, the revival, over 3,000 souls in one night. The revival. Hey! All right? If everybody is running and I join them in running, then I must be a fool. I don't know who I am. You see, it is not, listen to what I'm saying. This is not about stature. I know we like to talk about stature. This is about the stature of Christ in you. Don't exaggerate your own stature. I'm talking about the one, Christ himself, in us. The hope of glory. That's what I'm talking about. Your problem is that you want to build stature when you neglect the stature of the one in you. So you can be proud and say, do you know my stature? My stature. The one you got from 21 days fasting. How about the one who paid the ultimate price? All right, because we must lower this pride that is coming with this apostolic generation. There's a subtle pride. And yes, and if care is not taken, you know, I've warned, we might have casualties. People are boasting in the covering of the calling, not in the covering of Christ. That as long as I'm doing this, that's why I'm not launched. That's why demons can attack me, because I'm doing... No. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run in and they are safe. I am safe because I'm hidden in Christ, in God. That's the reality. Because if care is not taken, you may hear a message and feel that Christ is not enough. Are you following me now? Said Christ is more than enough. By what means is that about? Consciousness of Christ in me. Do you understand what I'm saying? Say Christ in me. The hope of glory. Say it again. Christ in me. The hope of glory. Say it again. Christ in me. The hope of glory. Now, this is the greatest mystery that has been hidden for all ages. That God will live in a man. It's big. You are not a weakling. See, I understand that you might have a weakness you are trying to get out of. But the weakness is not your definition. I tell you. And I'm not saying this to excuse you or to make you feel relaxed. I am letting you know that you are a giant who is just not aware. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Some of you are still afraid. All right? Because you came from places where you have more understanding of the power of witchcraft than the power of God. You have left that class. Let me explain. Witches, do they kill? Yes. Do they kill people? Yes. In fact, I can tell you 101 stories. Those stories really exist. But what you have not been able to put in perspective is that it is not your kind that they killed. Can I say it again? You have permanently left the class of the individual that witches and wizards can kill. Now, these guys, these idiots, they are the smallest indicator of darkness. This one that used to tie up our rags. They are so stupid. I'm telling you, they are so stupid. If I enter a meeting now and say, all the witches here, fire. See, they start burning. Ah, yeah, okay, okay, okay. That's how stupid they are. Pride themselves in drinking human blood. How about me? Washed in the blood of Christ. The blood that speaks better things than the blood of Abel. Let me say it again. I'm not trying to psych you. You cannot kill a man who is hidden in Christ. Bishop Oedipo said years back, a witch was confessing, talking about how they have killed people on the highway. Amen. I said, we used to stay on the highway, we drink blood and all that. And I said, what do you do when you see my kind? The witch said, we clear out. We are heavily defended. I don't know if it was here I shared the story. One of my boys staying with me, and he's been praying that he wants God to open his eyes. He did accounting with you. Stayed with me for a while. And that day, he just went to buy, I can't remember what he went to buy, maybe sugar or something. You feel what I'm saying? Then he returned back. Then as he entered my room, I saw the way he was shaking. And so what happened to you? He said, my God, as he opened the gate of the house, he saw angels to the right. Can I have, come here. Let me show you what he saw. Father Abraham, you come here. Face him. Yes, you face him. Face him. Face him. Now cross your hands. He saw angels cross their hands from the gate to my room. To know the protocol of who they are here for. It stopped at my room. That was what he saw. They were crossing swords. He screamed that, my God. See, that is not an exclusive preserved for certain individuals. Angels are ministering spirits sent to minister to the heirs of salvation. You are not alone. That's what he saw. Please be seated. You are not alone. You are not. See, one time I was praying in my room, and guess what? Things were very bad. That room, the roof of that room, was a sack of rice. You know those rooms they do. I mean, some of you don't even, if you don't know it, you will never know it. Ah. Ah. No window is pan. They just forget. Are you following what I'm saying here? That's the. And I sat down praying at night. And the Lord opened my eyes, and I saw a very big angel sat by my side. And I observed that his head was shooting out of the roof. And the head could turn 360 with anger. I said, my God, what it is? He said, when I told them, touch not my anointed. It's not an advice. Turn everywhere. I said, what? Huge. Your problem still remains the same. You do not know who you are. Some of you feel you will be something more when money increased. And you have bigger jeep. And announce that you are a big man of God. No, no. You've always been more in Christ. You've always been. I'm going somewhere now. All right. So how did the devil enter? He saw that Eve didn't know. Look at the way Eve would have carried herself. If the serpent said, God knows that the day you eat it, you'll be like him. I said, shh. I'm already like him. That would have settled it. I'm already like him. And that's what many of us are not saying now. That's what we are not saying. You are trying to be what you are. And you are losing what you are to be what you are. What paradox? You are trying to become what you are. So we go outside Christ to try to have what we have in Christ. Say that I have been created in his image. Praise God. So somebody said, look at you. Look at your nose. Like, all right? You look at. So I understand that there's a theological aspect that says that the image of God, all right, is not your physical look, that the image of God is actually your spirit. Whichever one. What I read in my Bible, all right, that God has eyes.
Yes.
He has hands.
Yes, sir.
All right. In Psalm 16, the Bible says that fire come out of his nostrils. So he has nose.
Yes, yes.
Oh, great. In Isaiah 15, I said, my hands are not too short.
Yes,
okay. So he has hands. The Bible said he sits down. So he has bum bum.
Yes.
Hold on. Hold on. And make the head his footstool. So he has a leg. He that sits in the heaven shall laugh. He can laugh. So, how are you trying to convince me that I'm a baboon? When I'm seeing scattered across scriptures, the same features. So, somebody now said, look at your nose. Tell the person, life is not easy for the blind. Life is not easy for the blind. Amen. Uh-huh. Now, will you hold on a minute? Sit down. Would you imagine that someone like me grew up hearing that I'm very ugly? Fact. Fact. You see? Can you see how much the world can lie? You look at me. Now, hold on a minute. If you had seen my picture then, hold on. You will be tempted to say it's true. But this dimension and what is to come, they've always been there.
That's it.
Hold on a minute. Never allow anyone who is not seeing through the lens of God define you. Hold on. Hold on. When Jesus asked 12 people, who am I? Only one out of 12 got it. Stop asking people to define you. They will define you based on their limitations. Nobody wants to define anyone as greater than them. Be careful. Be secure in knowing who you are in Christ. There are some of you boys now who are going to miss a beautiful girl because you are blind. You say she does not have what she has. Okay. Hey! You don't know what you are talking about. Amen. Sit down for a moment. You look at her. The girl that President of Nations will be welcoming in no distant time. The only thing you are seeing is that she doesn't have this. Now, listen. Those who walk in the flesh will lose a billion times over. Oh, yes. Now, listen. From henceforth, know we no man after the flesh. We knew Christ after the flesh, but now know we him no more. I look at it. John 3 verse 8. We look at this scripture. John 3 8. The wind bloweth. We heareth the sound. We cannot tell where it's going or where it listeth. Look at it. So is everyone that is born of the spirit. You can't predict a man like that. Are you following what I'm saying? There are some of us that God hid everything. Just long neck, skinny. And oh, yes. I'm sure someone will be somewhere and looking and say, is this what I missed? Well, it's gone and gone for life. This is what I missed. Don't judge by sight. People are more than what they wear. Are you following what I'm saying there? That guy that is trekking on campus, that is trekking now, that will trek campus gate in tongues. Don't despise him. Don't despise him. Don't despise that guy. Are you following what I'm saying here? Don't despise him. That guy. Pastor Shegun Baji shared a story that years back, all right, he used to trek campus gate, no transport fare. You better know how to pick yours with the sight of the Spirit when it doesn't look like it. Do you understand what I'm saying? Easy. Do you understand what I'm saying? So when I see some of you guys just seated here, I laugh. You know, I laugh because give another few years and somebody share this picture online. People begin to ask, who got all these men in one room? Who? It does not yet appear what will become. Before you sit, see, the person who will sit in the flesh is the last person, and the person is the latecomer. Yes. Those who sit in the spirit, they are the ones that will take advantage. Discern people in the spirit. Don't miss what God has for you because you are walking by sight. And also, let me also tell you this. Are you aware it is a wrong sign to be aware and recognize God's grace upon everyone else except you? Yes. Honor people, but never let anyone tell you you are less than who you are. Never allow it. You see, for this reason, reduce your relationships. See, the people that should have real access to you should be those who are aware. Somebody said he saw me being ordained as an apostle and he got angry. That why are they? I said it when the person said that we can never be close. I owe you love, not association. It means you are going to keep seeing something wrong in what God is doing in my life. You have to walk with those who have revealed, because there's a lot of doubt in your heart already. So you cannot allow anybody compound it. Are you following what I'm saying here? Too many things are making you doubt it. So the people who have revelation of you. All right? You are asking a girl out. The girl is saying, me to you, I'd rather die. Don't see, hold on. Wait. Let me teach you something. There are kinds of people you ask out and you can wait to push it. There are kinds you don't wait to push it. In fact, the person said, let me go and pray. But the manner, say, don't better come back. Let's go. Yes. Because you want someone who has a revelation of you. When I got tired of the relationship, I said, God, no stress me. I don't want stress. When I met my wife, if I talk to her and it's going to this, then I'm going to shut down. So I'm not going to go and wait for 1 year to. I'm not. You know, there's a point you get to. We are together. Like, the revelation had better been there. Say loud and clear, I know who I am. Say it again loud and clear.
I know who I am.
Say it again loud and clear.
I know who I am.
I am not a wimp.
I am not poor.
Say that again loud and clear.
I am not poor.
Say it again.
I am not poor.
Oh, glory to God. Can I give you a minute to pray in the Holy Ghost and just sing this in? Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Now sit down for a while. Do you know, one time I attended a function with someone, a family member, and the person so despised me that when the person was going to post the picture online, everywhere I appeared, the person cropped me out. The person was going to get married. This is somebody younger to me. The way the guy talked to me, I asked him, did they tell you that the person you are calling is your senior? So I allow things slide. The next time the person will see me, when I say, come and see me in my office, yes, after then. When he came, he didn't know when he said, Daddy, sir. And I was asking, where is the pride? And the person who cropped me out of the picture now like to post my pictures. Person now said, people, when people hear that we are related, they don't believe it. They don't believe it. No, we no man. If you have been despised here, don't sit down and mourn and cry. God is bringing something out of your life. Are you following what I'm saying? Maybe you are a pastor, you went for a meeting, they did not even recognize that this is a pastor coming in. There comes a phase in life that you need no introduction. If you enter a place and let me just sneak in, they will go and tell one guy that said our ministry can never survive 6 months. He called my leader. He said, I swear. He said, I'm a man of God. He said, I've seen him. This ministry cannot survive 6 months. When he was getting married, I went there. He was seated with his wife. So I had to go. Like, let me just excuse myself. The both of them ran down from their chair. Ran out. Who drove me that day? Where you going? I ran out. I said, let's take picture. So we took picture. I said, this same thing we are doing. You said it won't survive 6 months. This is the ninth year. August 24th, just from last week, made it 9 years. We began as a Bible study group, Membo. It won't survive 6 years. All those who stood to accuse them, they are the ones who are not in ministry now. I went to pray one of those nights with tears. Went to pray, God. God said, why are you making noise? Why are you making noise? Go and buy suya. Go and sleep. You know the same way Elijah was saying, I'm not better than my father. God look at him, minister to him. When he heard, he changed his mind. Some of you, listen, some of you just need good food. Good food. Amen. Yeah, sometimes you are overwhelmed because you need pampering. You need pampering. Are you following me now? Yes. There are some of you that will rise out of this place, that everywhere you have passed through, they will begin to call you and say, my God, such a privilege to hear you pass through this place. Such a joy. Such a joy. Oh, yes. That's your reality. Say it loud and clear. I am more than this.
I am more than this.
Wait. Now, sit down. At what point will you... Now, I've told you, those who are blind can't see it until it manifests in the flesh. Those who have the eyes of revelation sees it in the spirit. Which one are you? Because as touching yourself, it looks like you are blind. One of the ways I know you are blind is the way you serve yourself food. You hold on. You are so bad to yourself, and this wickedness you are doing, that you put rice in a plate and pour soup on top. The reason why you keep having identity crisis is because of the way you treat yourself. Are you following what I'm saying here?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. When I go to minister in places and people serve me food, sometimes maybe in a takeaway and all those, I laugh. If you know the way I eat in my house, everything, attention to details. I have one of my amazing daughters, one of the best chefs you can find. Yeah. Down to the oil, down to everything I use. To preparing the body for the future. Sometimes I tell people, if you want to host me and I really put what I eat on you, you will not want to host me twice. Somebody told me, he said, the day I began to take my life serious was the day I visited you and you served me food. He said, as I was eating that food, I started telling myself, I am more than this. Do you understand what I'm saying? In raw Yoruba language, Olua, emi no kere no aye. Amen. And that's why, for you to experience greatness, honor must be a culture around you. You follow what I'm saying? That girl, teach her to honor you. Then honor her. Yeah, that's the balance. Are you following what I'm saying here? If you, I know you don't know who you are. By the way, some of you will even wear slippers. Wear with short neck to campus gate. That's a king. That's a king. Hold on. That's a king. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you meet some of them for 7 a.m. lecture, the wig. Remain small. Some of them will like tied wrapper. Remain small. Remain small. Then you wonder why. Hold on. Even when we have told people to see with the eyes of understanding, still don't stress that eyes. Make it easy for those who are trying to. This thing too is not easy. Do you understand what I'm saying? Don't blame them. Because they are blind. Sometimes they are not blind. You are the one who is foolish. Not blind. Everybody has the right to reject what they can't eat. Even if you have not become, look like it. Dress like it. Package like it. Because in this thing called marriage today, there's a part that is physical. Adam saw Eve. He said, wow. But when they see you, they say, yeah. Yeah. Not wow. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Wow is a shout of joy. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Yeah. Wait. Yeah. Is Igbe Oro? Oro. Oro. Say, not me, 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 not me. Hey. Hey. Not me. Yeah. From today, you become the wow Christian. Wow. Wow. Amazing. Not bizarre. Wow. Not bizarre. You know what bizarre is? Bizarre. Orangus. Say not bizarre. Not me. Not me. Not me. I'm not here to teach on that. Okay? I would have stayed. But I'm just branching. Is that clear? I would have loved to add one or two things. But it would be too brutal. So let's... Let me, since you have asked, let me add one. Wait, you need to hear what I want to say. It's plenty there. I'm just having mercy. Now, hold on, hold on. Oversize is not a sign of heaven consciousness. No. It's not. It's not. You can wear your size and still make it to heaven. Broad is the way, right? Say, why are you dressed this way? This world is not my own. We need to readdress the subject of consciousness. Your life will change overnight. The day you become... Listen, some of you are envying those who are striving to be like you. Because you don't know who you are. You don't know who you are. And some of you are waiting for some form of validation. When you take picture with some powerful people, you now feel the picture with them makes you better. If only you know who you are. If only you know who you are. Say, I am not what I wear.
I am not what I wear.
I'm going somewhere. And we're about to strike it. Well, it's just one thing I want to show you. When I show you that one thing. So, God made them. All right? But they lost everything because of lack of awareness. They were not aware. In your formation from the very beginning, wealth is there. Longevity is there. Godliness is there. The blessings of God is there. These things are all encompassing. Are you following what I'm saying here? A lot of things are there. But Adam lost it. Why? They were not walking in the awareness. And the devil has discovered if he can walk in the beginning, he can walk again. That the fastest way to steal from people is when they are not aware. Keep bringing thoughts that conflict with what they have. Keep bringing thoughts that makes their identity questionable. Keep bringing thoughts that makes it difficult to believe who they are. When we are telling you who you are, it is not motivational speaking. It is scripture. It is scripture. And that's why I really don't listen to any man of God that has stories of how witches kill Christians. I don't believe that nonsense. I came from one of the most serious places. And you can walk in the midst of snakes and they shall by no means hurt you. What are you talking about? They shall by no means. Some of you now believe that what you have that is power is that when you buy a big car, you park it somewhere, then trek to your village. What nonsense. What are you doing? I'm getting married. I don't want to introduce my wife to somebody. So if they shake her. Is that where you are? How about shaking her and they are filled with the Holy Ghost? That's a realm. Because bulk of the doctrinal foundations we have laid is around how that something overpowered the presence of Jesus. What nonsense. Say it again. Christ in me. Come on, say it again. The hope of glory. Now sit down. Let me show you this. My God, may we see. May our eyes be opened. That God become flesh was somebody's roommate for 3.5 years. And one of them still went to sell him for 30 pieces of silver. It's okay if your roommate is giving you a problem. It happened to Jesus too. Say, you don't know why. God. They've been longing to know about Abraham, to know about Isaac, to know about Adam. The one who saw it all, who made them, was with them. Imagine if everywhere Jesus went, they knew this is God. Imagine that. I don't even know more people would have been healed. Because when he went to Nazareth, he couldn't perform great miracles there. For they said, is this not the carpenter's son? That was what they called God. Carpenter's son. Have you seen that? And when John saw that same Jesus in Revelations 1, he said, I fell as one that was dead. The Lord of the whole universe was my personal pastor for 3.5 years. What an honor. What a privilege. You know, there are people that they have access to certain individuals and never take it serious until years later when that door is permanently shut. They start wondering, Why, what on earth made it? Why did I not maximize this chance, even if to hold the garment? Why? How did I miss it? Blindness is a serious matter. It is. And John saw that the whole protocol of heaven revolves around Jesus, their roommate, their rabbi. My God. Oh, that our eyes will see. That our eyes will see. That our eyes will see. That we will see early. That we will recognize. We will recognize. That we will see. That we will see. We won't be blind. We won't be blind. We will see. Amen. That you will see that that same ministry that looks like a joke is going to go around the world. It's 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 going to go around the world. You won't be mourning the process. You'll be carefully acting your script. You won't be crying through the process. That we may see. I went to a campus years back. Oh, I begged and begged, send messages to the VC. We want to come and hold a special Holy Ghost meeting here. This. They play me back front, left, center. Because God has sent me to go there. So we couldn't hold the meeting. Few years after, the same campus began to send messages right and left. It will be an honor to have you, sir. Even if it's just 30 minutes, just step your feet on our campus. But I have been here before. I didn't tell them. They would never imagine that this same man was here just some few years ago to try to hold a meeting here. They would never. If I tell them, they would not believe. Till now, I've not been able to go. Where is the time? They won't believe it. That your eyes will see. That your eyes will see. Now let me show you a scripture. 1 Corinthians 15. 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 45. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 45. Moreover, it is written, the first Adam was made a living soul. Alright? Look at it. The last Adam, who is the last Adam? Christ. Was made what? A quickening spirit. Now, this is not just a living soul that is alive. This one can make you alive. That's the difference. This one is the resurrection and life. It is the potter. Anything it touches lives. Is the quickening spirit. Why was he called the last Adam? Because he is the one. See, all God did in Christ was to show us his original design for man. That's what he did. So, do you know what that means? What that means is, there's nothing Christ did, that man was not ordained to do. Why do you think when God told Abraham to go and sacrifice Isaac, he said, your only son, whom you love. And Abraham got him to that Mount of Moriah, and he was going to slash his throat. God had to say, don't try it. Don't try it. Why? He saw a man wanting to do what God alone should do. That for God so loved the world that he gave. Ah, he looked at that man. Now I know that you fear me. I swear by my name in blessing. My people can swear. Adam. Many of you cry when God make a demand of you. It's an opportunity to enter a class. God can't owe you anything. When he wants to give you more, he gives you the opportunity to enter it by trusting him. He gives you. Hebrews 11:6. See what faith does. It gives you the opportunity. Sometimes, look at it. God said to Elijah, he said, I have commanded a widow to look after you. The widow that can't even feed herself. He said, for without faith, it is impossible to please God. You can't please him without her faith. That woman had nothing. What she had was something for herself to eat and her son and die. Then the servant of God said, make my own first. And she did. Then he said, the cruse of oil will never run dry. The barrel of wheat will not be exhausted. Ah! And if she didn't give it, would she not have died? God can't owe you. See, social media activists gives you the impression that when you give, a pastor is using you. Nah, lie. Nah, scam. The Bible says that the wisdom of this that we operate by, it is foolishness to the world. It is foolishness. Imagine if there was Insta blog. The so-called man of God ate the last meal of the widow. You just see Elijah trending. Elijah, Elijah, Elijah trending. But the widow was going to become the biggest woman in town. God can't owe you. That thing you are struggling to give, it is going to be what you have. Isaac will never become a nation until he climbs the altar. Just going to be that boy. Don't take all the things God has given you the opportunity to be a part of that you never did. Did you not spend it? Did it change your life? Do you understand what I'm saying? So there is a second Adam. That God himself became flesh to show man, this is your original design. Now I'm getting to my topic now. Showing man. So if I want to know how I should function, who do I look at? Christ. As we behold him, we become. As we look at him, we become. As we behold, we become. We behold his glory like in a glass. Oh, glory to God. We are changed from one level of glory to another. Even as by the same image. As we behold, we become. 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 I am who Christ says I am. Matthew chapter number 14 now. Let me link this. We want to see one of the operations of this second Adam. One of the very amazing things he did. Matthew chapter number 14. Are you following me? Are you being blessed? Now, teaching is procedural. Follow me. We're getting somewhere. Matthew 14. Let's start the reading from verse 23. Matthew 14, verse 23. Now, if you have gotten the foundation since, you should get this. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. Yes, 24. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with the waves, for the wind was contrary. Yes, 25. And at the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them. He didn't get a boat. So when he went to meet Peter, and he said, I wanted to preach on your boat. He was operating at his level. He could actually preach on the water. That was Jesus coming to his level. And he still rewarded him for it. It was not his inability. When God said, do this for me, he's coming to your level. And he's still going to, he could do it without you. The person who is walking on water like this, does he look like he's practicing? If you were Peter, won't you say that? What do you now need my ship for that day? Are you mocking me? But when he asks for it, it is him giving you an opportunity to be a part of history. That your life will be a part of something bigger than you. That in years to come, stories will be told and your life will have a stake in it. That through you, Jesus will make himself known. It is an opportunity. Don't be proud. Should you fail to yield, it will show you that even stones can be raised to praise him. Oh, we want to be a part of it.
It is an opportunity. It is an opportunity. It is a divine privilege. It is a divine privilege. Oh, that you choose to use me and my resources. I know, God, that you are the one who owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. What's up with my 10K? It's a privilege. What's up with my 1 million? When you have children that has billions, it is a... He was walking. And when the disciples saw him walking on, they were troubled. Saying, have you seen people doing things? And you say, this person can't be ordinary. This person can't be ordinary. This person... This is the realm. For a man to do like this. I was watching Pastor Chris Oyakhilome. And he walked into the meeting. And I saw that there was a boy whose leg has been bent and twisted. The guy has never walked. And he stood in front of the boy. He didn't even lay hands. He matched the boy with his leg and shook his own leg like this. Matched again, shook his own leg, touched the boy's leg, touched, and did like this, get up. He didn't even look back. You know, like in football, what they call no look go. He didn't even look back. And the boy got up. So you see that watching, you cry and say, what manner of man like this? Jesus walking on sea, it's your realm. If you can see it, you can do it. So, there's nothing you have seen. I say, my God, look, go to redemption camp. Look at Pastor here at the way. Look at, what is this? You can. And straight away, look at it. Jesus spake unto them and say, saying, be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. And Peter said to him, you see, I want to see some Peters in this meeting tonight. Lord, if it be thou, did he tell Peter that? Come and do it. If it is you, tell me to come. And this is how everybody's life changed. Pastor here at the way said he went to South Korea and he saw Yonggi Cho filling places. People, he was begging people not to come to church following Sunday because there's no space, so that other people can now come too. Can you imagine that? That don't come. Meanwhile, there are pastors in that assembly who don't have 10 members. He was practically begging them, don't come next Sunday, so that another set of people can come. And that the Jew said, he said on the plane, God, if you are not a racist, this one too in Nigeria. There is a dimension that is a me too dimension. It is for those who can say, me too, me too, me too, me too, me too, me too. Listen, it is a me too dimension. If I can see this, it can happen to me too. I am not a bastard. Me too. All right. How will it look like this one's at the child of God? The same blood saved me. Me too, me too. Me too. Sit down for a while. Sir, believe you me. If you can see it, you can do more. Me too. Who are those who have the audacity to say, I am not just going to be inspired by this. Me too. He said, if it be thou, you just say it. Bid me to come. And I gave an example when I taught this. When Jesus speaks, he speaks with precision. He speaks from the perspective of eternity. You understand what I'm saying? He's not speaking, he's speaking from eternity. When he got to the tomb of Lazarus, he said, roll away the stone. And he stood there. That's a graveyard. Many people are dead. Are you aware that if dry bones can come together, if Jesus should say, come forth, even Abraham will rise. Your problem is that your understanding of raising the dead, the farthest you have seen is Lazarus 4 days. That's your problem. That's your problem. Until you read your Bible and discover that when Jesus actually rose from the grave, all the patriarchs of old rose too. And in Jerusalem for 40 days, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, David, Moses were all moving around the streets and they didn't know they was them. Physically. Yes. 40 days. They were all there. Abraham will go to the temple and hear them talking about him and shake his head and say, they don't know I'm here. Elisha was there. Solomon was there. David was there. He will go back and say, the city of David. Where's the temple that we built? Where's this? Solomon and David will not be talking. They will not know. 40 days. They were there. He had to call him. Lazarus, you are the only one I want to raise now. Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came out, being bound. Specific. But when he said, if it be thou, bid me to come. Listen to this. Verse 29. What did Jesus say? Give me 29. What did he say? Bid me to come. Peter said, yes, 29. And he said, what? I am not calling Peter. As many as hear this word, come. Why was it Peter who walked on water? It was only Peter who had the desire. But how many people was the invitation extended to? All who heard the word, come. How come someone responded to what God has extended to you too? Are you now look like God didn't call? If it be thou, listen, don't forget that among these guys, and these are the things I didn't teach you, among these guys there is Peter, James and John. John was a guy who understands intimacy but knows nothing about audacity. So a man of intimacy can do small things if he's not audacious. Yes. John knew intimacy, but he's not audacious. And Peter, hold on now. Who spoke on the day of Pentecost? It was Peter. There was something about that guy. What was it about Paul? Boldness. Boldness. It was boldness. Audacity. There is a dimension in destiny. A man cannot enter if he's not bold. Listen to what I'm saying again. Quote me anywhere. A man of intimacy can be very small if he's not audacious. It is audacity to say, now I step in, I take that bold step because I know him whom I believed. You can stay in your room and plot small things all your life. Boldness. I was asking. John. Who should have stepped out? See, listen. Those people that you are saying their own is too much, they are the ones that will shock you. It takes your own being too much and being crazy to dominate. You want to be polite to anyone. You want to use your life to service someone's insecurity. And they say, we like you because you are very polite. No, they like you because you are small. That's why they like you. They like you because your light is not shining so bright to intimidate them. Let your light therefore so shine. And I was asking, I love Peter. If it be thou, bid me to come. And he stepped out. He took that step. I have never walked in this realm before, but I'm going to take this step. I have always believed that those who do this kind must be spirits, but I'm going to take this step. I have always assumed that those who do this are not normal human beings. But it's time for me to join the league of those who are not normal. I am also not normal. Listen, listen, sit down for a minute. Certain realms are for the audacious. Do you understand that? Certain realms are for the audacious. Some people get to a place and they do ministry like God didn't call them. Very timid, do small things. Some people plan their life like it's what like God is. See, you have seen things. You've seen women speaking in United Nations meeting. You've seen women like Ibuka Osika, multi-coated, multi-dimensional. You've seen different things. Marriage, check. Industry, check. Enterprise, check. Mentoring women, check. This, check. You say, this kind of women. It's the waters, but there's been an extended invitation to as many who were here. The Spirit and the Bride says, come. It is extended. Listen to what I'm saying. To anything you can see, it is making so much sense to your heart because there is something about your destiny that is connected to it. If your destiny is not intertwined, you will not see it. That's why you are seeing it. Those things that will make you stay awake at night and say, hey, that's your destiny. That's your destiny. That's your destiny. That's your destiny. I dare to step out of my comfort zone. Now sit down for a minute. Sit down for a minute. Are you aware? Hold on a minute. That the rest were in the boat, but the boat was sinking, but they still prefer to stay there. Do you know what this reminded me of? Those guys that sat at the beautiful at the gate of Samaria. If we sit down here, we will die. It's settled. If we step out, we will still die. I would rather die stepping out than die doing nothing. Listen to this. The Bible said, as they moved, God caused the Assyrians to hear the sound of many chariots. Your legs have been amplified. You are the ones who have not taken the steps. Listen. Sit down for a while. Sit down. I know it's difficult to sit down, but sit. And when they got to that place, they were surprised that there was no one in the camp. For those guys they ran away in their thousands. They left their food, left their gold, left everything. These guys first settled themselves. They gathered as many as they could gather, as much as they could gather. They went to call the rest. There's food. Prophecy God fulfilled because of lepers who dared to move. Now, I was asking you, what did God tell David to kill Goliath? You know your problem. You are waiting for God to tell you to do what he has called you to do. Say, I've not heard God, but were you designed for it? Thing is, everything he will have to be repeating himself. Did God say, David, go and kill Goliath? Goliath was a free meat for anybody who cares. And to prove that, David said, this guy, an uncircumcised Philistine. It means I know your weakness. You don't belong to this covenant. You are cheap. And to prove it to you, I will not fight you with cutlass. It's stone. Stone. How many people could kill Goliath? All of them that were circumcised. All of them under the covenant. All. Even Saul could. Should they have stayed on the revelation of the covenant? They will. Only a 17-year-old boy, a teenager, as he threw the stone, Bible said it sank. Imagine you being there and saying, this could have been me. And I had that notch. I had that notch. I had that notch. I had that notch. This could have been me. I had that notch. Don't live your life in a way that the greatness you will see others do, you now say, this could have been me. This could have been me. Is there anyone audacious enough? I step out. I step out. Amen. Amen. Sit down for a moment. Let me show you something. Let's source this up. Okay? We couldn't get here in Abeokuta. Well, when next I come, we'll go far. Let's source this up. Revelation chapter number 4. And never forget that anything that inspires you in a very unique way that keeps you on your toes, it is because the same ordination is on you. It is just showing you that this is your kind. Do you understand what I'm saying? Many of you can go back and start crossing your T's now and say, yes, this. So this is who I am. Yes. Yes. You can never die small. Say that, amen.
Amen.
Let me show you a scripture. Revelation chapter number 4. Now, talking about the throne room, I want to show you an aspect of this that probably you've not paid attention to. Now, let's jump a bit to verse 6. Revelation 4, verse 6. And before the throne, there was a sea of glass. Somebody say a sea of glass. What is a sea? Water now, Abby? That is a sea that is so clear, like glass. All right? Unto crystals. In the midst of the throne, this, what about the throne and all that. All right? But are you aware that, you know, the book of Revelation was written with metaphoric languages? Do you understand that? You must understand the tools employed in different scriptures. All right? But these are metaphors. The sea of glass talks about vast number of people. Glass there talks about that reflects the image of Christ. Reflection. Talking about the saint there. Ten thousands of thousands of thousands. That's the sea of glass. People. People. Nations. Every tongue. Every tribe. Sea of glass, nation, tongues, tribe. Sea of glass, nations, tongues, tribes. But you choose to be a pond of glass. Ilefe. But look at it. To let you know that the Antichrist, Revelation 13 verse 1. Revelation 13 1. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise out of the sea. So the beast, the Antichrist system, they have the audacity to tower above the sea. Vast number of people, nations, tongues, tribes, they build systems, infrastructures that believers will now later try to say, oh, this, but this is your reality. Walk on waters. The beast are rising out of waters. But you are not seeing it. You are not seeing it. Because something just makes us believe that once we accept Jesus, then we sign up for being small. Listen. Begin to train your mind in a way that your operations will be cross-cultural, multiracial, beyond tribes, beyond cultures, beyond your nation. You cannot walk in it until you see it. start seeing Kenya, start seeing Canada, start seeing Namibia, start seeing Australia, start seeing South Africa, start seeing Papua New Guinea, start seeing Cameroon. I was not designed for just a portion. No. My reality is to walk on waters. That's one of the metaphors used to illustrate nations. Water, sea. See. Individuals that speak and nations will listen. Nations will give heed. And they will pay attention. Are you aware that people that speak today and nations will listen? It's your destiny. I said it's your destiny. I said it's your destiny. Say it again. Nations. Tribes. Cultures. Nations. Tribes. Cultures. So there are food that you start learning how to eat. Because you are a father of many nations. What did he call Abraham? Father of many nations. Father of a nation? Many nations. Start preparing your mind. See it. Look at it. Download the map of the world. Put it in your office. Get the pictures of different cultures. Put it where you can see it. I'm coming there. It won't be a privilege. It is a calling. You need me. Nations, tongues, and tribes. Nations, tongues, and tribes. Do you understand that? Nations, tongues, and tribes. So, when your mind is like this, and you break into one country, you are not overexcited. Nations, tongues, tribes. Come, let's meditate together. This is how I study. Nations. Hold on a minute. My life, the blessing of God from me is flowing to nations. Nations. I was speaking to a senior minister today, and he said, I watch your meetings in my nation, and I've been sharing your messages. I've received messages, mails from different nations, India, Kenya, and all that. Say yes. Come. Come and bless us. Afghanistan. Pakistan. Nations. Tongues. And tribes. This is my ordination. Hold on a minute. Let's meditate a while. Let's meditate. Nations. Come on, say it. Nations. Tongues. Tribes. This is me. Nations. Tongues. Tribes. This is me. Nations. Tongues. Tribes. I am not a Yoruba man. I'm a citizen of the world. Nations. Tongues. Tribes. Come on, let your heart be open. Nations. My brand is going to nations. Tongues. Tribes. Nations. Oh, nations. Oh, nations. Oh, nations. Hold on a minute. You've got to see it. Hold on. Hold on. Close your eyes, everyone. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. See yourself in Kenya as a blessing. Maybe for ministry or your business or your brand. In South Africa. Hey. In America, in United Kingdom, not as a refugee, but as a blessing. Nations, tongues, tribes. Come on now, see it. Nations, tongues, tribes. Nations, tongues, tribes. Nations, tongues, tribes. Oh. I see it. I see it. I did it. I see 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 it. Oh, I see it. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. I'm not just trying to get a visa. Nations are calling me to come. Nations, tongues, tribes, nations, tongues, tribes. This is it. Nations. Now hold on a minute. Sit down for a while. Like I said, I've come to provoke something. Daniel was an Hebrew. But when the king took them, they made them to learn their language, to learn science, to learn all those things. The Bible said in all matter of wisdom, they found Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego 10 times better. Now listen, you've got to start learning about nations. You've got to start seeing it. You've got to put the map in front of you. Put the pictures. Put the videos. You become what you see. It doesn't matter the prophecy. My design. To walk on the sea. To walk on waters. Nations. Tribes. Cultures. I will not be rigid as a Nigerian man or as a Ghanaian. No. Nations. Tribes. I want you to see it. I want you to see it. I want you to see it. This is my life. See, listen. It is one thing to do something that makes sense in your nation. It's another thing to do things that make sense in your continent. It is another thing. You see, the best university in Nigeria is not the best in Africa. It's not the best in Africa. And it's not the best in the world. The best in Africa is not the best in the world. You rise above the sea. Don't leave it for the beast. Don't leave it for the beast. You rise above the sea, above nations. First, you are a local champion. Then you become the symbol of your community, of the state. They said the biggest this in the state, then of the nation, then of the continent, then above the sea. Don't leave it for the beast. Nations, tongues, tribes. Can't you see it? There's this song by Pastor Aaron Apostolos. Do you know the song? Do you know the song? There's a man too. We know the song. Yes. And come on, step out. A new apostolic dispensation. Ancient mantles have been given unto me. Revival is coming to a city close to you. Heal the sick, raise the dead. Apostolos, raise disciples everywhere. Apostolos, heal the sick, raise the dead. Apostolos, raise disciples everywhere. Hold on a minute. That's the consciousness. Hold on a minute. Sons and daughters meeting. Ghanaian, Kenyan, Americans, Canadians, nations, nations, nations represented. Nations, nations. I said nations. Oh, glory to God. You've got to see it. It has to become your meditation. Now, those who have refused to grow will insult you and call you names. But forget about that. Just keep seeing it. Nations, tongues, tribes. Can I give you a minute to pray? Why she raised that sound? Raise that sound. Would you know the song? Sing it together. To a city close to you, from the heavens.
coming to a city close to you. Heal the sick, raise the dead, apostolos. He is revival everywhere. Apostolos, heal the sick, raise the dead, apostolos. Raise the disciples everywhere. Apostolos. Hey, I have a mandate from the heavens, a new apostolic dispensation. Asian mantle have been given unto me. Revival is coming to a city close to you. I have a mandate from the heavens, a new apostolic dispensation. Asian mantle have been given unto me. Revival is coming to a city close to you. Heal the sick, raise the dead, apostolos, raise disciples everywhere. Apostolos, heal the sick, raise the dead, apostolos, raise disciples everywhere. Hey. Oh, yes,
apostolos.
Hallelujah. Amen. Sit down for a moment. Lift your hands on your seat, everyone. I activate in this room. Yes. There's going to be an activation. Ordinations for nations, tribes, and cultures. Both those in the first and second overflow. Let there be an activation now. I summon ordinations for tongues, tribes, nations, the Daniels, the Deborahs, the Esthers made for the palace. Let there be an awakening now, 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 now. Help them, help them, help them. Ordination for nations. Ordinations. Wisdom, wisdom, wisdom. Wisdom flow for nations. Oh, yes. Wisdom flow for nations. Wisdom flow for nations. Music ministers to the ends of the earth. To the ends of the earth. Ordinations for nations. We summon those callings. We summon those callings. Let there be an awakening, a consciousness in that regard. An awareness. An awareness. Let the veil be torn out. Let the veil give way. Let the veil give way. Let the veil give way. Awareness. Eya Katesh. Elabaka, baka, baka, ebegum rebekata. Made for nations, 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 nations, generational solutions. Ekapaka, baka, bai, mekapaka, bai. We call on all the nations. I have a mandate from the heavens, a new apostolic dispensation. Ancient mantles have been given unto me. Revival is coming to a city close to you. I have a mandate from the heavens, a new apostolic dispensation. Ancient mantles have been given unto me. Revival is coming to a city close to you. Heal the sick, raise the dead, apostolos, raise disciples everywhere. Apostolos, heal the sick, raise the dead. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. There is something called excellent spirit. Excellent spirit. Excellent spirit. There's going to be an eruption. Help them, help them. I command and invoke that dimension. Let it come now upon your head. Excellent spirit. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Take it now. Excellent spirit. Excellent spirit. Do you want it? Take it now. Take it now. Excellent spirit. As a manifestation. It's yours. It's yours. It's yours. Oh, excellent spirit. A new operations. You can't tell. You can't help it. You can't help it. You can't help it. You can't help it. There's a new outbreak. Excellent spirit. You can't help it. Guys, 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 guys of the spirit. Elakai, come out. Bring them out. Ministers, if you care, come. Come. There's a new operation. It enlarges your heart. Stand up. Stand up. It enlarges your heart. You just want more. You just want more. You just want more. You can't explain it. There's a longing for more. There's a longing for more. Take it now. Take it now. Take it. Take it now. Take it now. There's a longing for more. There's a longing for more. It's yours. It's yours. It's yours. It's yours. It's yours. It's yours. Take it now. Nations. Nations. Tongues and tribes. Nations. 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 All of a sudden, at enlargement. At enlargement. Take it now. Take it now. Take it. Take it. Help it. Help it. Help it. Help it. All of a sudden. Yes. At enlargement. For nations. Take it now. Take it now. Take it. Suddenly, a desire for more. Something has been activated in you. There's been a strong release. You just notice from today. You can't explain it. There's a longing and a desire for much more, much more, much more, much more, much more, my friend, much more. Take it now, guys. Much more, much more, much more. A longing for much more, much more, much more, much more, much more, guys. Guys, much more, much more, much more. Oh, all of you at the overflow and outside, lift your hands. Lift your hands. I command right now. Take it now, guys. Take it now. Take it now. Excellent spirit. Take it now. Take it now. Take it now. Guys, for much more. Oh. Oh yes. Oh yes. Now listen. 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 Go and prepare for nations. That is the mandate. Go and prepare for. Come on, lift your hands and give God praise. That dimension. Help him, help him. Oh, shekata balabakai. Vacation nations. Tongues, tribes, cultures, nations, 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 tongues, tribes, take it now. Hallelujah. must conceive it to birth it. You must conceive it. It doesn't matter how small your externalities look like. Deep inside, be mightier. 1,000 times bigger. Nations. Tongues. Come. Let me bless your business. Nations. It will fly. That idea. Take it now. Nations. It fly. It fly. It fly. It fly. There's a release. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. I decree everyone under the sound of my voice, you are sealed for nations. For tongues and for tribes. The glory you carry will rise above the sea. It will rise above the sea. You will not die small. You will know the meaning of destiny fulfillment. Go and take nations. Walk upon the sea. Respond to his biddings. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. Give the Lord a big hand. God bless you.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame. To partner with Flame, kindly make use of these account details. 2215005289 UBA.